Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Hi, shalom, shalom, family, grace and peace. How y'all doing today?
Shalom, Brother
Isaiah. Hey, shalom, Sister Mary.
Shalom, family.
Hey, shalom, sis. Shalom, shalom.
Everybody's doing today. Slowly, just want to let you know, Brother Isaiah, all the lines are opening up, but they're opening up gradually, okay?
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Well, shalom to my brothers and sisters on the Blog Talk Radio Show today, to the spirit of meekness and charity. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm bringing the lesson today. And before we get started, I hope and wish everybody's having a great, great, great Thursday, a beautiful, sunny day. Very nice. Beautiful weather. Birds chirping, you know. All praises.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, grace and peace, Brother Job. Grace and peace, bro.
All praises, brother. Grace and peace, Israel. Right.
Grace and peace, family. Grace and peace. All right, we're going to start today without delay. It's a short lesson, but, you know, a very food for thought lesson. Before we get started, do I have a reader online today?
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, Brother McCormick. Grace and peace, right, my
shalom.
Brother. All right. All right, amen. We're going to get started without delay. Our praise to the Father. And, well, you know, today we're dealing with a pretty decent, pretty nice precept that's called, if we do right, peace be unto you. One more time. If we do right, peace be unto you. You know, so this answers the question to a lot of our troubles in life. You know, because, you know, you go online and you talk to people, you socialize, and you see the things that go on with Israelites in general on your everyday life. It kind of puts you in a place to see if they have this peace that Christ said, be peace be unto you. You know, and this is not talking about, you know, our trials and tribulations. It's not talking about, you know, it's not talking about the things that we just have to go through in life. The precept is not added in that area. It's basically, you know, it's just basically showing us what to do to have this peace that Christ said, peace be unto you. You know, it come in different forms. But in all, you know, if you're serving a God, you're supposed to have some kind of peace, you know? If you are serving a God and you're trying to serve God to the best of your ability, you should have some type of peace. And if you don't have that peace, you know, who knows what the cause is? I don't know, but that's why we're doing a precept today. In case if you ain't got too much peace around you, you know what I'm saying? If things don't seem to be going too right, let's check this lesson out and let's see if we can get this peace. Because God said if we do a certain thing to please Him, you'll have peace in your life. You know, because a lot of us like to read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, chapter, and only focus on verses 15 through 68 or 69. I can't remember how far ago, but it's in the 60s. You know, we deal with the curses a lot, you know, but the curses apply if you don't do. If you don't do my commandments, my law, statutes, and commandments, these curses are going to be added up on you. With the curse, then we have to ask ourselves this question. Are these curses going to be added on us if we do what the Lord say to do? We never sit back and think of that question. I know we all have our own problems and issues and stuff like that, but if you're serving the God, you should have a pretty decent life. You know, not saying anything about your trials and tribulations, who knows? But in all, if you're serving the God, you should have some type of peace in your life. And we always look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, chapter verses 15 through 68. And, well, matter of fact, I'm saying 68, and I can't remember off the top of my head. Deuteronomy 28, oh, yeah, amen, it is 68. You know, we focus on the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 15 through 68 about the curses. But what we have to understand is that the Lord said that these curses are going to apply to you if you don't do what I tell you to do. If you're serving a God, then we should be focusing more on the peace be unto you. So we're going to see if we can get an understanding on this peace that the Lord is telling us. We're going to look through the scriptures to see if we can find this peace and how we get this peace according to the scriptures. So I'm going to ask all the sisters to please cover your head and all the brothers to please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem and let's pray in. And after I finish reading, after I finish saying the Lord's Prayer, then Brother McCormick will read whatever the Father put on his heart. Amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High, and is occupied in the meditation thereof, will seek out the wisdom of all the ancient, and be occupied in prophecies. He will keep the sayings of the renowned men, and where subtle parables are, he will be there also. He will seek out the secrets of grave sentences, and be conversant in dark parables. He shall serve among great men, and appear before princes. He will travel through strange countries, for he hath tried the good and the evil among men. He will give his heart to resort early to the Lord that made him, and will pray before the Most High, and will open his mouth in prayer and make supplication for his sins. When the great Lord will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. He shall pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto the Lord in his prayer. He shall direct his counsel in knowledge, and in secret shall he meditate. He shall show forth that which he hath learned, and shall glory in the law of the covenant of the Lord. Many shall commend his understanding. So long as the world endure, it shall not be blotted out. His memorial shall not depart away, and his name shall live from generation to generation. Nations shall show forth his wisdom, and the congregation shall declare his praise. If he die, he shall leave a greater name than 1,000. And if he live, he shall increase it. I have read Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verses 1 through 11. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, bro. Great script. Great script, family. All right, family, it's time for us to tear these scriptures off the shreds. So what we're going to do first is go into the book of 1 John chapter 3. The book of 1 John chapter 3. And let's see if we can buckle this thing down. The book of 1 John chapter 3. The book of 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 6. We're going to read verses 6 and 7.
1 John chapter 3, starting at the 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
So verse 7 really opened my eyes to a lot of things, and definitely in verse 6. You know, to really get a better understanding on this, because the book said all have sinned and come short. But according to the scripture, I honestly believe it's talking about whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. I think it's that sinner. You know what I'm saying? Whoever come to mind, they just sin. I don't even talk about trials, tribulations, but who knows? But we get in verse 7. It says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So the question we need to ask ourselves is what are the things that consider us to be righteous? What are the things that make us righteous? Because it said that he that doeth righteousness is righteous. So, Lord, so we can look at ourselves as being righteous. But we got to find out that big piece of the picture that call us righteous. What makes us righteous? What do we need to do to be righteous? How can we be righteous enough so the Lord can tell us, peace be unto you? Let's go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we will read verses 11 and 12.
1 Timothy 6, starting at the 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of...
Oh, amen. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith, laid hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Amen. So I think we just found out a big chunk of this righteousness, because we look at verse 11, it says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Those are the things that Job put on it, and his friend said that these are the upright of Job ways. I can show you that at another time or time appointed. But these are some of the things that we need to understand that I also consider righteousness. Because let's go through other certain things in the book with the meat, you know what I'm saying, about being righteous, but we never look at the milk of righteousness. You really want to please God, but then we need to put on these fruits of the Spirit, because these fruits of the Spirit will prove if you are serving a God or not. These are the things that will make you stand out from other people. See, and these fruits of the Spirit will make people want to talk to you. And if they see these fruits of the Spirit on you, then, hey, 9 times out of 10, they'll respect you. And they might want to give you some peace with that. But if you want to please God and put on righteousness, you got to put on those fruits of the Spirit. And let's find out how important this thing is. Let's go to the book of Psalms chapter 112. Psalms chapter 112. And let's read verse 6. That's all we need.
Psalms 112 and 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance.
So by putting those fruits of the Spirit on, of course, the other things, but we're dealing with these fruits of the Spirit, by putting these fruits of the Spirit on, that love, that meekness, that temperance, that patience, and following after righteousness, according to the book, that's everlasting remembrance. Everlasting remembrance. So that means the Lord will always remember those things that we do. You showing patience towards people. You showing meekness towards people. You being long-suffering with people. You best to believe God will remember that. And according to the scriptures in Psalms 112, it said there was an everlasting remembrance. Go ahead and read verse 8 too, bro. Verse 7. Yes, sir.
He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord.
Because, hey, man, after you know that, now, if you know you serving God, you know you're doing the best ability to serve him, and you're putting on his righteousness, then what you got to be afraid of? Only thing you can remember is peace be unto you. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His mind is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Keep God on your heart and trust in him. Amen. Let's move along. Because we're looking at this, we just looked at this. That really touched my heart. That everlasting remembrance. Amen to that. And let's look at why it's an everlasting remembrance. Now let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 21. The book of Proverbs chapter 21. Book of Proverbs chapter 21, and let's read verse 3, that one verse.
Proverbs 21 and 3. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
Always remember that. Always remember that. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable than the Lord than sacrifices. So a lot of things we like to hold fast on. Let's try to look at that top verse about judgment. It's more acceptable. Well, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifices. Now let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 9. Book of Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to read one verse, verse 9.
Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
So remember, we got to go back to those fruits of the Spirit. You know, don't get tired of doing righteousness. Don't get tired of being patient. Don't be tired of meekness. Don't get tired of long-suffering. Don't get tired of fervent charity. Because if you don't do those things and hold fast to them, then there's a great reward for you. Because we have to understand this thing right here. If you really want peace in your life, then make peace. Read the Bible. It'll show you how to make peace. It'll show you how to keep peace. It'll show you how to keep the evil man out of your way. So don't ever be weary of doing these fruits of the Spirit, because if you get tired of doing them, then how long you think your peace will last? Won't last that long if you get tired of doing them. So remember that. Now let's go in the book of Psalms, chapter 34. Don't ever get tired. Read the book of Psalms, chapter 34. And we're going to read verses. We're going to read one verse, and everyone verses, verse 15. Well, start at verse 14. I'm sorry. Start at verse 14, I'm sorry. 14 and 15.
Okay. Psalms 34, starting at the 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry.
So that answers a lot of questions for us. If you read the Bible and take heed to it, it really shows you the righteous. Because you got a lot of people that like to cry. I mean, you have a lot of people that be in trials, tribulations, and crying like, ain't nothing ever happened, nothing ever happened. You know, like this one person I know. There's one person I know, I ain't saying no names, nothing like that, you know. They have some of the nastiest attitudes and very, very negative. And then when things get too hard for them, they like to cry and say, why me? But then you could honestly see why you're still in this situation. Because if you want things to get better for you, you got to stop talking about people. You got to stop cussing them out. You got to learn temperance. You got to learn patience. You got to be long-suffering. You got to learn to put on some type of charity. You got to start respecting people. Because if you're not doing those things and you're in your trials, tribulations, do you honestly believe God will hear your cry? If you just being as nasty as you possibly can be towards people? But if you do righteousness and you put on righteousness, every time a tick come out your eye, you better believe the Lord is bubbled up right there in front of his servant and letting you know, I'm here, son. And whatever you're going through, if you're serving the God, be patient, because the Lord is going to deliver you out of whatever you're going through. Because it simply said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. So when you got to sit down, you know what I'm saying? When you sit back, it puts you in the mindset of King David. You know, all the times that, you know, he brought up his tears to the Most High God and he cried, the Lord answered everything. And David was so cold with the prayer and serving God with his righteousness, the Lord was taking care of his enemies after he died. So whatever David was talking about, the Lord had his ears there. And why wouldn't he do that for us? When we beat down and broken and things just seem to be a little too hard for us. If you got to cry to the Lord, because I guarantee he'll hear you if you put on righteousness. So remember that. Now let's go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 7 through 9. Let's read about this peace. Some more of this peace. Take heed to what we're about to read right now. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 7 through 9. And when you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Philippians 4, starting at the 7. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen. There you go. That's the cheat sheet. I don't have to make it no easier than this. This is the cheat sheet. Excuse me. This is the cheat sheet. I mean, I thought I said seat. Cheat sheet. Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. You want peace? Then do the things you see me do. When Jesus Christ came down in the flesh, or when you look at these prophets and stuff like that and the things they've done for the Most High, these are our examples. Don't be out here calling people fools. Don't be calling nobody out here rackers. Stop pointing a finger at people. Stop whispering and backbiting. Stop debating, smiting with the fist. Stop the vain and hubris knowledge. Stop the excessive pride. Learn to do well. Love, peace, and pursue it. And all the things you see me do, then you do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So if you want peace in your life, then look at the prophets. You want peace in life, remember the fruits of the Spirit. If you want peace in life, read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If it get a little rough, read the whole book of Ecclesiastes to learn how everything is vain. Because the questions we ask ourselves are in the Bible. It's all here. Now let's read some more about this piece. Let's go to the book of James chapter 3. We're going to be in James for a little hot second, so just so everybody know that. Let's go to the book of James chapter 3. Book of James chapter 3, and all we want is verse 18.
James 3 and 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
You want peace? Make peace. You want peace? Then make it. Don't think you're going to make your cake and eat it too. You know, you starting all kind of problems and thinking peace is going to be left with you. No, you ain't getting no peace either. But the ones who try to make peace, and instead of trying to attack and everything, try to find a better solution to help everybody else out, remember, that'll come back and help you out in the long run. But if you really want that peace, you got to learn how to make that peace. Let's go to the book of James chapter 5. James chapter 5, and all we want is verse 16.
James 5 and 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Hey, what did we just learn? A righteous man confesses his faults. Ain't no pride. Ain't no vain and hubris knowledge. Ain't no arrogance. Because in order for you to confess your faults one to another, you got to beat down all that pride. Because remember, we have to remember this thing right here. It's easy to stay mad at people. It's easy to hold a grudge. It's easy to keep pride on your heart. Those things are easy. What's a little more difficult is confessing your fault and letting people know that you're wrong. That's an issue people have. To man up or woman up and face that they were wrong. But the book said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, because a righteous man confesseth his faults. And learn how to pray for one another. Be mindful of that. And if you're having issues with this, we need to learn something else too. Let's go to the book of James chapter 4. And all we want is verse 8.
James chapter 4 and 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Hey. The closer you draw near to God, the closer he'll draw near to you. So if things feel like out of place, or you're going through trials, tribulations, don't try to separate yourself from God and do it yourself. Draw near to him. Stay in his book. Learn to do well. And he'll come close to you and guide your ways. And let's find out another thing that's very important for us. Let's go in the book of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. And I have two more after this. The book of Proverbs 21 and 21. Proverbs 21 and 21. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 21 and 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor.
Woo-wee. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. So let's try to do better at following righteousness. Let's try to do better with mercy. Because in order for you to get mercy, you got to show mercy. By doing those things, you go find life. And you're going to find even more righteousness. And you also go find honor. Let's put these fruits of the Spirit on and quit playing with ourselves. And let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, and all we want is verse 17.
Isaiah 1 and 17. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
Amen. Amen. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Let's start doing more of this stuff to please God. And I guarantee you, you go really find out what peace is all about. Now let's go into the last spot. Let's go to the book of John chapter 14. I'm going to be on all week, so, you know, I just got a little something today. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with sometimes just doing a little flavor or something, you know. Just a little bit today. God is good. Let's go to the book of John chapter 14. And all we want is verse 27, and we out of here.
John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Hey, man, in order to get this peace, you got to put on that righteousness. And a big part of the righteousness we need to understand is those fruits of the Spirit. Remember, those fruits of the Spirit, that's what's going to really show if you are serving to God or not. Them fruits of the Spirit is going to really show if you are serving to God or not. Put those things on. And I guarantee you, if you are serving to God, then the same thing Jesus Christ says to his disciples, he will say to you, peace I leave with you, and also peace be unto you. And I thank you guys for your time. I get a mic.
Brother, amen.
Amen. I was feeling peace. I was just feeling peace. You doing that lesson made me be at peace. Amen, Brother Isaiah. Amen, 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 amen. And let me just say this. Today, I tested something out, tried on every side, and sometimes the Lord just wants you to be still, be quiet, and be at peace. And when you're at peace, you feel the spirit of peace come upon you. And then you're like, wait a minute, I should have been doing this a long time ago. You don't always need to say something. You don't always need to be heard. You don't always need to be right. Just be still and be at peace. And you will actually feel the peace, that Holy Spirit, fall afresh upon you. And when you're at peace and you can think clearly and you can start doing other things as the Father has called you to do to help the others, like the widows and whatever. But I'm just saying, I felt peace in this lesson as you were reading these scriptures. I felt conviction. And then I said, okay, Lord. And that's what I was practicing today. And you're right. But people could tell how you are by the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit will tell on you. The fruits of the Spirit will tell on you. Amen? Are you muted?
Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Hold on.
No,
yeah, the fruits of the Spirit will tell me. So, but this is an awesome lesson. Thank you. And I yield the mic.
Amen, sis.
Shalom.
Shalom, bro. Excellent reading, bro. Excellent reading.
Thank you. Great lesson. This is one of the main principles that I try to deal with and try to deal with my students is at all times try to stay in your peace, because That's what the enemy is trying to get you out of, is your peace. If you're scared, if you're mad, if you're frustrated, I'm saying, if you're focused on all kind of crazy things of this world, then you're not at peace. So we got to understand that. He tried to show us these things through Christ. All the things Christ was going through, he didn't fight a fight against any of it. He was falsely accused and all these things. He said not a word. He stayed at peace. When the ship was going down, he was asleep on a pillow. He remained calm, and he just talked to the wind, said, "Peace, be still." And when we go through the storms of our life, as we go through these things, we must learn not to entertain everything that come across our table. And with that, I would like to read one scripture, and that would be Psalms 119 and 165, like I'm saying, from the great King David. And it reads, Psalms 119 and 165, "Great peace have they," not regular peace, "great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." He's saying if you're dealing with the law, if you're being right, because whenever you're dealing with the law, you're being righteous. And then being righteous, you should be doing what? You should be doing the fruits of the Spirit. You should be able to deal with things, with these things. You should be putting all of these things in action. And guess what those things going to say? They're going to give you great peace, and nothing going to offend you. You got wisdom, knowledge, understanding of the Most High God of the universe. Why are you letting these petty things of the world offend you when you know better and you thinking above all of those things? So with that, bro, always love anything that has to do with peace, because that's something that I try to teach even myself, that we should always try to stay in our peace at all times, and that's the great way to fight the enemy. He can't do nothing with you if you always at peace. You can't be bothered. You're not entertaining. You're not offended at everything he tries to bring across your table. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Amen. Good wording, brother.
Amen.
Hey, Shalom.
I like the lesson too, and good reading, Brother Nakomi. I like how you brought out the things that you should do to inquire the peace. Like the meekness, the long suffering. Good lesson, brother.
Amen, my sister. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, big bro.
Shalom, Israelite. Great peace, man. I love this, man. You know, a lot of us don't really search these things out because we're too busy being confrontational. You know, we're too busy thinking about the next grip to throw on the table, like you got the big joker in a spade game. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, yes, sir.
What grip could I drop on this person that'll blow up their whole world? That ain't peace. That's confrontation. That's war. We don't think of it like that. We think we're doing the will of God by being confrontational, by blowing up somebody's world, by destroying their very presence. Everything that they know and love, we think we're serving God by destroying everything that they know that be true. And then justify it. You're a pagan. You follow the Gentiles. You follow the Hamites. You follow the world. You know, and we be out here street speaking, and you got elders out here that'll walk up on them, you know, and they fronting off on the elders just because the Lord gave them a thimble full of knowledge. I use that like my elder brother say. He said, you got a thimble full of knowledge. Now you're the second coming of Jesus. That's not peace. That's not peace. But that's also a testimony, and it also a witness that when people approach you like that, they don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not in them. What do you mean? I want to pick this up. I want to just read one verse, and I want to read this out of John, chapter 20. And it's one of my favorite scripts to deal with the wave offering, you know, because Jesus accepted here and this, that, and the other. But we miss what he said. We miss what he said here, and I try to stress it, that this is what he said to the brethren. So I'm going to pick it up in St. John chapter 20, verse 19. He said, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of, and the midst said unto them, Peace be unto you." That's what God desired. You know, you got people that's plotting against you, man. You got people that's already plotting against you. You got brothers in the world. You got men in the world. You got sisters in the world. You got women in the world that's plotting to take your honor, ultimately your crown, then your salvation. Motivated by the devil himself. So the enemy wants you not to be at peace. He wants you to be in fear. And you can't have fear and serve God. You can't do it. It's impossible. Says this, he said, "And when he had showed them his hands and side, when the disciples were glad they saw him, and Jesus said to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you." He can't even use you if you don't have peace within your spirit. If you don't have the spirit of peace and charity, love, kindness, he ain't sent you. You on your own. You a renegade, so to say. He says this, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." You can't even receive the Holy Ghost without peace. You ain't even got no place in this, in the ministry without the Holy Spirit. It's a fact. So you can't even get the Spirit without peace. And he got to give it to you. And he says, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost, and whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Brother, this was one of those real, meek, gentle milk, meat and milk lessons, simple and plain. You got to learn how to be at peace with your neighbor in order for you to be at peace with God. You got to be at peace with yourself in order for him to even dwell with you. This is that thing. So I just want to say thank you, brother, and I want to thank the Father for allowing you to share that with us and giving you the courage to speak out on this, because a lot of us is afraid to teach the things that the Father's given us. So with that being said, man, I yield a mic, but amen. Thank you, bro.
All praises to the Father. Shalom, bro. All right, do we have anyone else that would like to add to the precept or testimony to that matter? If not, I will turn things back over to Brother Job and Sister Rayo.
Amen. Amen. Once again, we want to thank our brother Isaiah Brown, coming out of Peoria, the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class, man. Wonderful preacher. Thank you for enlightening our consciousness that we should serve God and that we should serve Him with peace, with the intentions of peace, and seeking peace as we seek the words of God, as we seek the riches of this world. We're supposed to be seeking peace just as hard. Thank you, brother. Seek peace and ensue it. Pursue it. Chase it down. Catch it. Wonderful lesson, man. That was straight from the spirit. That was from the throne. Thank you. Once again, we want to thank our brother Isaiah Brown out of Peoria. Spirit of Meekness, Charity Bible Study class, catching every Thursday night here at the Fountain of Living Water. On Bible Study Radio Show. And tomorrow night you had a Commonwealth of Israel, myself and my lovely Real Red, Green Israel, and we're going to be dealing with the Hour of Temptation Part 2. The Hour of Temptation Part 2. What is the Hour of Temptation? And you put it in the Lord's Prayer. You put it in the Lord's Prayer. He said, you better. When you say the Lord's Prayer, he said, you got to pray on this every day. You got to pray on this every day that you're not in an hour of temptation. So you want to be here for that. That's tomorrow night here at the Sounds of Living Waters. That's 7 o'clock. You know, tomorrow evening. Deal with the Commonwealth of Israel. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, and as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom, shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.